Hi, welcome back to another episode of Michigan History. Today, we are going to embark on a journey to explore the intriguing life of Ella Sharp Merriman. But before we do that, we're going to go through the history, how her family came here and why we're focusing on her and not her siblings. A quick favor before we delve into the past. If you enjoy the episode and the show and want to help it grow, leave us a rating and review on Apple or Spotify. It's a big help in getting the word out about Michigan's fascinating hidden history. Okay. So, in 1855, Abraham Wing bought a large farm at the location of the historical marker. When he bought the farm, it was on the outskirts of the city, but today it is part of city limits. So the city grew in the time that he bought it and the time that his child took over. So a year later, in 1856, his daughter got married to a man called Dwight Merriman, and they took over the general management of the farm, but Mary's dad, Abraham, still owned it. They lived in the house that was built around 1840s, and by the 1860s, the Merrimans had added the front Greek Revival part, and then added a little tower on top and made some other small additions to the house. By the 1860s, it was one of the most prosperous farms in the area, and it was the example model of how to run the farm. The Merrimans were active in the community social life. They had four children, and as I said in my last episode, most children don't survive and they die young, like in their 20s, in their 20s or earlier, they would die. So this was one of the situations. So they had four children, as I said before. Three out of the four children died at a young age. And so, as you can guess, by the episode's title, the only one that survived is the second oldest child, and her name is Ella Sharp. So that's why we're going to be talking about her. I will briefly list her older and younger siblings. So we have Frank W. Merriman, born February 14, 1857, and died 4 years later on September 12, 1861. That was six months after the Civil War started when he died. After Ella, we have Tracy Dwight Merriman, born on October 7, 1858, and died 21 years later on January 19, 1880. Then we have the youngest, Howard Lincoln Merriman, born May 18, 1864, who I think was named after President Lincoln. When he turned one, the Civil War would come to an end. He would die 29 years later on August 5th, 1893. That would be like if I was dying this year, I would not be able to comprehend what was happening and why I was dying at a young age. The only child that we have not discussed is Ella Sharp, and we will discuss her in like a few minutes, like in the next up. So let's talk about Ella Sharp, the woman behind the museum. So Ella was born and raised on Hillside, a massive 600-acre farm from which she inherited from her mom. That's a lot of land to roam around on. Born in 1857, she was the second oldest child. Ella went to school called the Michigan Female Seminary, which was in Kalamazoo, which was 64 miles. But I don't think that she walked the 64 miles every day because it was a boarding school for girls and they had a really strong program. In fact, when you graduated from Michigan Female Seminary School, You basically had 2 years of college experience already at the University of Michigan, which is pretty impressive, right? Unfortunately, Ella got sick in 1872 and had to leave school. To recover, she spent a year living abroad with her mom. Back then, traveling abroad was a big deal because it would take months to get across the ocean or to a different, to Canada or Mexico or wherever you're going. So it was a big deal. So at the age of 24, Ella married John Chester Sharp, a bigwig lawyer in Jackson. He was city attorney and even became state senator later on. They didn't have any kids, but Ella traveled a lot within the United States and had many close friends, even though many lived far away and very few of them lived in Jackson. She was known to be being super thoughtful and always remembering birthdays and anniversaries. Sadly, her husband, John, passed away in 1908, but even while juggling all that, Ella was passionate about caring for the environment and making her community a better place. Here's where things get interesting. Ella joined several women's clubs, both in Michigan and nationally. Through these groups, she realized how powerful women could be when they worked together. She even became chair of the Michigan Forestry Committee. As chair, Ella led a big push to create state forest preserves and a fire patrol system to protect the trees. She even petitioned the state legislature and governor to get things rolling. Talk about taking charge and changing things. Ella was also the chair of the Civic Improvement Committee. In this role, she connected women all over Michigan to help them improve their towns. She was such a leader that other communities would invite her to speak about how they could get more involved, too. Ella Sharp was a remarkable woman who left a significant mark on Michigan. Stay tuned to hear more about her fascinating work. So, Ella passed away in 1912 at the age of 55 from what we know as diabetes. Even though she didn't have any children, she left an incredible legacy. Now, here's the cool part. Here's the fascinating work that we get to hear about after she passed away. So, Ella donated her entire 600-acre farm to the city of Jackson. In her will, she requested that the city build a museum and a park on the land. Talk about a thoughtful gift. The park opened in 1916 and the museum followed it in 1965. So the Ella Sharp Museum and Park, as we know it today, wouldn't exist without her generosity. Pretty impressive. So, thanks for joining me as we dove into Ella Sharp Merriman's life and the past. And remember to subscribe for more hidden gems. To leave you feeling inspired, here's a quote to ponder. You have to fight through the bad days to earn the best days of your life. Thank you for listening and see you next week.